Hey everyone, Asher Blake here. Welcome back to Mental Toolbox, your daily dose of practical strategies and real talk about navigating life with executive dysfunction. Now, let's be honest, time management can feel like trying to herd cats in a hurricane, especially when you're dealing with the unique challenges of executive dysfunction. But guess what? It doesn't have to be a constant struggle. Today, we're diving deep into some actionable tips and tricks that are specifically tailored to help us conquer those time management woes. We'll break down strategies that work for our brains, not against them. So, whether you're constantly feeling overwhelmed, find starting tasks an epic battle, or just want to feel a little more in control of your day, stick around because this episode is packed with golden nuggets. Here are 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your time management game. Number 1. Ditch the rigid schedules. Yeah, I know, you're probably thinking, Asher, but structure is important. And you're absolutely right, but when it comes to executive dysfunction, those super tight, inflexible schedules can often backfire. Think about it. Ever find yourself staring at a massive to-do list that feels more like a mountain to climb? Yeah, me too. Instead of a strict schedule, focus on creating flexible time blocks. You know, like chunks of time dedicated to specific tasks or categories. This way, you can adjust as needed without feeling defeated by unachievable goals. Number 2. Embrace the power of breaking things down. Ever felt like a project was so big it just swallowed you whole? That's executive dysfunction doing its thing. To combat that feeling of overwhelm, break everything down into smaller, more manageable steps. Think of it like baking a cake. You wouldn't expect to whip up a masterpiece in one giant leap, right? You follow a recipe, step by step. Same goes for your tasks. Create mini milestones and celebrate each victory as you go. It builds momentum and keeps you motivated. Number 3. Find your peak productivity zones. We all have different times of day when our brains are firing on all cylinders. Some of us are morning people, others thrive in the afternoon or evening. Figure out your personal peak productivity time and schedule your most challenging tasks for those golden hours. Number 4. Don't underestimate the power of done. Perfectionism can be a real-time suck, especially for executive dysfunctioners. Remember, done is better than perfect. Sometimes it's okay to just get something out there, even if it's not flawless. You can always refine and improve it later. Focus on making progress, not achieving unattainable standards. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. We all have off days, and that's totally normal. Don't beat yourself up when things don't go according to plan. Executive dysfunction is a real challenge, so celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying to write an essay. You stare at the blank page for hours, feeling paralyzed by the sheer enormity of it all. Sound familiar? Maybe you've even tried starting, only to get distracted halfway through. That's executive dysfunction whispering in your ear, making it hard to focus and complete tasks. But remember what we talked about? Breaking things down. Instead of thinking about writing an entire essay, break it into smaller chunks. Brainstorm ideas, create an outline, write the introduction, each paragraph, the conclusion, each step a mini victory. Suddenly, that overwhelming mountain becomes a series of manageable steps you can conquer one by one. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. These tips are here to empower you, give you strategies to work with your brain, not against it. So, go out there and rock those time management goals. Let me know in the comments what specific struggles you face with time management. Share your triumphs, your frustrations, anything. Let's build a supportive community where we can learn from each other. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep on building that mental toolbox.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.